Unit 83, cold or flu. Every winter, at least in cold climates, people sink into an all-too-familiar round of illness, with sneezing, sore throat, and stuffed-up head for few of the most common symptoms. Sometimes other conditions, such as a severe cough, are also present, and people wonder whether they have simply caught a cold or are suffering from the flu. Since the two illnesses have several common characteristics, the confusion is understandable. Colds are generally rather mild annoyances, but flu can be quite serious and lead to pneumonia. So it is wise to be aware of the differences. Sneezing, stuffy nose, and sore throat are the most common symptoms of cold, and they are often, but not always, present with flu as well. Chest discomfort and coughing may also accompany both ailments, but in flu, they have a tendency to become severe, with heavy hacking, coughing, and sometimes bronchitis that may last for weeks afterward. The symptoms particularly distinguishing flu, which are rarely, if ever present with the common cold, are headache, high fever, aches and pains all over the body, a general weakness, and exhaustion. Often, the illness begins with vague body pains and headache, then quickly escalates as the victim's bodily temperature becomes elevated. An extreme fatigue sets in. Sufferers may find themselves in bed for several days, sleeping much of the time and battling temperatures of 102 to 104 degrees. Waking moments may be spent coughing uncontrollably. Though there is presently no cure for the common cold, antibiotics can counteract certain strains of flu. And getting a flu shot at the beginning of each season is particularly a good idea.